KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a little bit of sunshine peeking through the clouds, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms today, a high around 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, state officials say Iowa senior citizens need to wait for the card in the mail. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The new Medicaid cards are being mailed out with new identification numbers that are unique to each person. The old cards have ID numbers that were based on Social Security numbers. That left open the possibility of identity theft if a Medicare card fell into the wrong hands. State officials are warning elderly Iowans that scammers may try to trick people into paying a fee for this card switch. The new Medicare cards are being issued at no expense to Medicare recipients. The state's insurance division is urging elderly Iowans to say no thank you and hang up on anyone who telephones with the pitch about the new Medicare cards. I'm O.K. Henderson.
The drivers of two vehicles suffered what were described as suspected minor non-incapacitating injuries following a collision that occurred in Creston at around 3:20 p.m. Thursday in the 900 block of North Sumner Street. Authorities say a 2006 Chevy Impala, driven by 16-year-old Brooklyn Nicole Bollinger of Creston, was traveling southbound at the same time a 2015 Buick Encore, driven by 68-year-old Penny Lee Carson of Creston, was traveling northbound. When Carson attempted to make a left turn, Bollinger failed to see the Buick and hit the vehicle's front end. The impact caused the airbags to be deployed on both vehicles. The Impala sustained major damage during the collision, estimated at $6,000, and will likely be totaled. The Buick also sustained major front-end damage, also estimated at $6,000, and was also likely a total loss, according to authorities. Both drivers refused medical treatment. No citations were issued. Police in Creston arrested two women Wednesday afternoon at around 2:25 p.m. 23-year-old Ariel Gregory of Creston was arrested for theft in the fourth degree. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. And at around 4:45 p.m. Wednesday, 31-year-old Ashley Page of Creston was arrested at her home for simple domestic assault. Page was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. As part of the kickoff activities to Tivoli Fest 2018, the Danish Windmill will host a book signing with Stig Hansen, the Viking chef, today from 4 until 5 p.m. Hansen is an award-winning professional chef and recognized authority on Danish cooking. His book, Cooking Danish, A Taste of Denmark, is the only complete full-color Danish cookbook available in English. It's ideal for Danes and people of Danish descent who wish to preserve, explore, discover, or rediscover their culinary heritage. Mill manager Lisa Steen Riggs said, "We're thrilled to have Stig visit us during Tivoli Fest. His book, Cooking Danish, is one of our most popular cookbooks," she says, "because it features old-world recipes with great instructions and colorful photos." Following the book signing this afternoon, starting at 7 p.m., the Elkhorn Fire Station, there will be Danish hot dogs and live music with Diego Garcia Band, sponsored by the Tivoli Fest Committee. The Cass County Conservation Board is holding a youth fishing derby at Cold Springs State Park. Mark your calendars for June the 9th. The event is open to the first 50 youth age 15 and under to register for the event. Check-in will run from 8:15 a.m. to 8:45 a.m. with the derby starting at 9 on that date and running until 11 a.m. Prizes will be awarded for the most total weights, heaviest single fish, longest single fish, and shortest single fish. There will also be a raffle following fishing. The Cass County Conservation Board will have some live bait for use and a limited number of fishing poles as well. And lunch will be available for purchase after the event provided by the Lewis Improvement Community. And they would like to thank all those who donated items for the event on June the 9th, including Wyrick Welding for the trophies, Gavel's A's Hardware, Shields, Bass Pro Shops, Sportsman's Warehouse also contributed prizes. If you'd like to register for that June 9th event or for further details, contact Micah Lee with the Cass County Conservation Board at 712-769-2372. The Harlan Police Department reports one arrest and several citations were issued recently. On May 16, 31-year-old Linda Frances Anna Heminger of Harlan was cited for driving under suspension, operating a vehicle without registration, and failure to provide proof of security against liability, or insurance in other words. The citations were issued following a traffic stop in Harlan at 6th and Baldwin. On May the 12th, 21-year-old Cassie Swenson of Harlan was arrested on several outstanding Shelby County warrants. On May 22nd, 56-year-old Melanie Mogensen of Harlan was cited for driving while suspended, failure to provide proof of insurance, and failure to use child restraints. Mogensen was issued the citations following a traffic stop in the 1100 block of Chatburn Avenue. And on May 22nd, 48-year-old Michael Schumann of Harlan was cited for driving under suspension following a traffic stop at 12th and Chatburn. Harlan police said also no injuries had been reported following a single vehicle accident that took place May 16th on Exchange Street. Adam Nelson of Irwin was traveling southbound when he took the second corner too sharply. His 2012 Temte trailer struck a utility pole on the west side of the road. The Mills County Sheriff's Office says two people were injured during a collision Wednesday evening west of Glenwood. Officials said yesterday 29-year-old Christopher Brammer of Glenwood was driving a 1999 Ford and merging onto westbound Highway 34 turning lane at Hillman Road. 18-year-old Emily Chase of Glenwood was driving a 2000 Chrysler eastbound on Highway 34 in the left lane at the intersection with Hillman. When Brammer failed to yield and turn left into her vehicle, the accident happened around 6:40 p.m. Brammer was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Jenny Edmondson Hospital for treatment. Chase was transported by Glenwood Rescue to Mercy Hospital. An authority cited Brammer for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. Also in the news, an arson charge has been filed in a new case against an 18-year-old who pleaded guilty in connection with the fire of the Madison County covered bridge that was featured on the cover of the novel, The Bridges of Madison County. Authorities have not released information about the Polk County case against Alexander Hoff. Hoff is scheduled to be sentenced June 1st for the April 2017 bridge fire. He's pleaded guilty to arson and criminal mischief. Two other people involved have already been sentenced to 5 years probation. They are Joel Davis and Olivia Bergman. The bridge near Winterset also was featured in the 1995 movie adaptation, The Bridges of Madison County. Well, a former Omaha tribal council member has pleaded guilty to misusing federal funds. The Sioux City Journal says Rodney Morris pled guilty Thursday in Omaha's U.S. District Court to one count of misapplication of health care benefit program funds. His sentencing is set for August 31st. In exchange for his plea, other federal charges were dropped. Morris is one of nine tribal officials charged in the case that accused the officials of misusing federal funds by awarding nearly $389,000 in bonuses to themselves. Officials say the bonuses were paid from Indian Health Service funds that were meant to provide health care to members of the Omaha Tribe of Nebraska who reside on the Omaha Reservation in Macy in northeastern Nebraska and in western Iowa. The other eight have pleaded not guilty and their cases are pending. The body of a 71-year-old fisherman has been recovered from East Okoboji Lake in northeast Iowa, or northwest Iowa, it is. The Sioux City Journal reports the body of Wayne Krogman of Spirit Lake was found just after 4 a.m. Thursday. A news release from the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office said Krogman had been fishing Wednesday in waters near the spillway at the north end of the lake. His wife became concerned when he did not return home. She found his truck at the fish hatchery but could not find him. The Spirit Lake Police Department arrived at around 1 a.m. Thursday to look for Krogman, and a rescue team soon followed. A man sentenced to 10 years in an Iowa prison has been charged in federal court with bank robbery. 43-year-old Brendan Reed was charged on Tuesday. Authorities say he robbed the United Bank of Iowa in Mobile of nearly $14,000 on March 30th. He was apprehended a day after crashing a stolen car during a chase by officers near Salix. And Reed was pleaded guilty to the charge last month to a charge of theft. The news brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.